You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotional Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 12 and verse 17. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. Verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I want you to note 2 things that John saw in Revelation chapter 1. When he heard the voice of the Lord, he said he turned to see the voice that spoke to him. And in verse 12, the Bible says, he saw 7 golden candlesticks. 7 golden candlesticks. Did you know that later Jesus explained that the 7 golden candlesticks, that in verse 20, he says, the mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the 7 golden candlesticks. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the 7 candlesticks which thou sawest at the 7 churches. So he saw the church in verse 12. In verse 17, he saw the Lord. I want you to note the difference. When he saw the church in verse 17, he was not moved. He didn't bow down. But when he saw Jesus, he said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he lays his hand upon me, saying, Fear not. You may be wondering, what is in this? You know, he said he saw 7 golden candlesticks. It was the Lord Jesus who explained what he was seeing to him. He didn't know what he was seeing. I want you to see again what he saw. I want you to see that first thing again. Look at it. Golden candlesticks, and he was not moved. He saw gold, and he was not moved. He saw gold, his heart was not moved. But when he saw Jesus in verse 17, he was moved. He bowed down. Many people are moved by gold. They are moved by the golden candlesticks, but they are not moved by the Lord. They see the gold, but they do not see Jesus. Many of you today, what you see is gold. That's why the things that move your heart are buildings. If a man built a 500-seater capacity building, it moves you. Even if Jesus is not being proclaimed in that place, even though men are not being raised for Jesus in that place, it moves you. What moves you are those physical things that you can see, those gold that you can see. A man that is driving Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, that is flying latest jet. Those are the things that moves men today. Jesus doesn't move men. Why? Because they don't see Jesus. That is the truth. Did you know that John said, in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, that is in verse 13, and in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. The 7 golden candlesticks did not blur his eyes from seeing the one like unto the Son of Man. Many people today are carried away by the gold in the church. You are carried away by buildings. You are carried away by the suit of men, by high-tech speakers, by the air conditioners, by the chairs, the arrangement, the lighting, the LED screen that is displaying. And you think that is the church? You think that is what matters? I pray that you will be moved by Christ. You see, what I want to see is Jesus. Jesus didn't say, bow down to me. No, when he saw him, he bowed down. When we show people Jesus, they will bow down. But we are showing them gold. They are seeing the 7 golden candlesticks, but they are not seeing the one as unto the Son of Man. They are not seeing Jesus. What they need to see is Jesus, not the 7 golden candlesticks. They need to see Jesus. When they see Jesus, they will bow unto him. He said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet. May God raise a church that will fall at the feet of Jesus. That's what we are looking for today. Men that falls at the feet of Jesus, not men that falls at the golden candlesticks. Men that are moved by money. men that are moved by cars. That's why they boast on pulpit today. They are even now so bold. They say, God will not use you if you don't have money. May God have mercy. I can't believe that anybody can say he's a servant of God and utter such statement. I can't believe it. God doesn't call anybody that have money. God will equip you with whatever he wants to do. I'm a living testimony. We don't have a dollar saved anywhere. But for everything that we have been doing, God has been sending help. He is too faithful. How can anybody say, oh, if you don't have money, God will not use you? It's because they see the golden candlesticks, but they do not see the one that they should see. That is Jesus. I want to ask you, what are you looking for? Is it the gold? Or is this the Son of Man? I pray that you will see Jesus and not the gold. I honestly pray that you will see Jesus. I honestly pray that it will be about Jesus and not about gold. Many are blinded by gold. They can no longer see Jesus. Our prayer is that their eyes will be open. Oh, what a glorious sight to see Jesus. I just pray that we will see him as he is. And as we behold his glory, we will be changed into the same likeness from glory to glory. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.